Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
How can one nation be so divided? How can there be such an even split, taking sides and holding position? It's like a national tug of war amongst neighbors and friends. With our forests, rivers, and streams of value that the vast majority of Americans are united about, how could it be so neglected in this election? We continue our special election 2004 talk with leading environmental voices. When we return here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
And so we continue our special election 2004 version of the Wildside News. These are important times, and strangely enough, somehow the environment and the earth seem to absolutely slip through the cracks this election. And it's really quite amazing, because one of the most powerful values to Americans are their land, their forests, their rivers, their oceans, the wildlife, the opportunity to get out and enjoy this American treasury. And yet during our election, in our election cycle and the debates, I think a lot of us were really quite astonished to find that of the probably 100 different questions that were asked, only one actually dealt with the environment. So I'm trying to give voice to the environmental spokespeople who have tried to get their voice out and make this an issue in this election, and unfortunately have been unable to do so. And so we're going to continue hearing from these folks, really terrific voices. We may even have some surprises. We had Paul Ehrlich in our first segment, who certainly has a lot of an extraordinary perspective and a voice, and is a man of great passion. So I'm going to just, we have actually a number of callers online here, and so I'm just going to start taking them in order. This is going to be an exciting show. Let me just make sure that I lock in a few folks here on my board here so that I don't lose somebody. So I'm going to start actually with Dan Tobin, who is, well, Dan, why don't you just tell us where you're from and share your thoughts about this election.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Just to clarify, I'm sorry, my name is Dan Ferger, it's F-I-R-G-E-R, and I work as the grassroots organizer here at Rainforest Action Network, which is a nonprofit out of San Francisco. We don't work directly on electoral politics. What we do is what we call markets campaigns. And the work that we do is basically looking at the impact on the environment, on forests, on our global climate, on things that are related to environmental concerns like human rights abuses in the rainforest, indigenous people's rights, and we work on getting U.S. companies, U.S. corporations to change the way they do business and to incorporate environmental values into their business practices. So the work that we do around the election is pretty much just making sure that all of the people that we speak with and that we talk to know how important it is to get out and vote their values on November 2nd, vote their environmental values. And our message is also one of voting your values every day with your money. A lot of people, I think, are becoming more aware of the fact that we live in a consumer democracy, you know, where you put your money, where you invest, the way that you spend your money at the store has impacts all around the world. And so pretty much our message is, be sure you know the facts about the environment and where the candidates stand come election day, but then after the election, make sure that you continue to participate in a democratic process to make sure that our world is taken care of.
Right. This is Dan Ferger, who's with RAN, the Rainforest Action Network, and you certainly are busy really trying to make a difference in terms of finding ways for corporations and the public to come together in ways that lead to a sustainable future. If people want to find out about RAN, how can they do so?
Well, there are a couple ways. The easiest is just to direct your web browser to ran.org. It's www.ran.org. We also take, you know, calls and questions, and people who want to volunteer get involved. Folks can call us at 800-989-RAIN. That's R-A-I-N.
In terms of the environment, and we're not gonna, we don't have to get political here, but I'm just curious what your thoughts are about how this actually, to what degree this is a mainstream topic.
You know, I think it really is. You know, we found that going out in the world talking to people, whether it's through protest or advertisements or, you know, talking on the radio or television, it seems as though, you know, almost all Americans really do agree that, you know, saving old growth forests is important, that dealing with climate change is important, that protecting, you know, our air and our water, these are all things that people, it's almost like a duh, you know, of course. And I think what's happened is the presidential candidates have basically figured out that what's going to win or lose this election is unfortunately not the environment, but, you know, concerns about security and things of that nature. But I think, you know, it's my sense is that it's right at the top of people's list. It's just almost, it goes without saying that the environment's important, and so people tend to not focus on it during this this election season, which is unfortunate.
Well, real security actually involves the environment as much as any other aspect on the planet.
I'm so glad you said that. I fully agree. And one of the things that we work really hard to do is to talk about, you know, global climate change, for instance, as the ultimate weapon of mass destruction, as Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of England, Great Britain, just said a couple months ago. It really is, you know, the biggest threat to security, to human health, and to, you know, the economy as we move forward. And so one of the things that RAN is really working hard to do is to put out a message of both concern and also hope, especially after the election is settled and people's attention is able to be directed elsewhere. We're really going to work very hard to put out a message of America being addicted to oil, needing to kick that addiction, and us and a number of other organizations around the world helping to articulate how we can start to do that.
Very good. Dan, give your website again.
It's www.ran.org.
I thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on the Wild Side News, and let's do this again.
My pleasure. Thanks, Sydney.
Thanks, Dan. Okay, now I have Roger, who is on line two here. Roger, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Glad to be here.
Yes, you are calling in about the election or the environment. What are your thoughts about election 2004, Roger?
Well, I've just been really appalled by the fact that the environmental issues seem to be put on the back burner pretty much during the campaign, and all my reading tells me that this is of pretty vital importance, and that it would be a very strong part of the Kerry campaign if it were really put in the foreground.
What do you think has brought about this this putting this issue on the back burner?
I'm sorry?
What would you think is the reason that this somehow has...
Well, you know, that's been very puzzling to me. I just keep waiting for more discussion about it. My reading tells me you know, there's some really important issues here, particularly the appointment by the Bush administration of so many people who are really the polluters, are representing the polluters, and almost a sale of the electoral process in doing that. And I would just think that we should be talking about it more.
I do think that that corporations play an enormous role in our as part of America, as part of our future. And unfortunately, this is corporations and America have become politicized to the point where somehow the environment is sort of pitted against corporations, and I think that's a backwards way of looking. I personally really believe that corporations can lead the way in this free market economy with the great expertise, the technological advantages that we have, our educational levels, the potential to finance change. I think that corporations have an opportunity. It would be interesting to have a U.S. administration that embraces them.
You know, Sydney, I work in a field where I build trails out in the woods. That's what I do for a living. And I'm finding that a lot of developers are discovering that you know, having a trail system in their neighborhood is actually an amenity rather than something, you know, to be avoided because it's extra work or extra... And that people are drawn to purchasing homes in areas where these amenities are available. So, I would say the more enlightened member corporations are moving toward recognizing how important environmental considerations are.
Wouldn't it be great? It will come. There will come a time when we piece this back together. I'm sure of that, because we can't go on warring over these issues of economics and the environment and politics. We have to come together and forge a working alliance of people and neighbors and friends. And can you just imagine for a moment, Roger, what that might be like for you? And you're already working in those realms. You're finding that corporations get it, don't they?
I think so. It takes some education. It takes reminder constantly, I think, that this is important, but I believe that's where people's hearts are, and it disturbs me when I see almost Orwellian language used to mask the fact that that our environmental interests are being sold out in some cases to corporate interests and to people who are profiting by being able to pollute, and that this is really flies in the face of what the real public interest is.
And Roger, your hope for this election?
Well, my birthday is November 2nd, and I'd like a landslide, if you don't mind.
I think landslides would be a welcome moment in American history right now. Roger, I want to thank you for coming on as a guest on the Wild Side News here, and let's talk again.
Just love to add my voice. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Roger, and actually I don't know where Roger was calling from, but I'm going to work this board here and try to get it right. We also have Fred Krueger, who is joining us. Fred, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Fred, this is an opportunity for people who are involved in the environment to talk about election 2004. Let's hear from you, Fred.
Well, my background is as a campaign manager for the Republican National Committee, and I think that the root problem that we're dealing with is that the framework for the democratic process is changing. The issues are becoming more complex. It's harder for most people to penetrate and follow the issues, and so this leads to campaign management, it leads to manipulation, it leads to spin. And in this context, the polls have a relevance because many people who are not able to follow the electoral process, the campaign issues, they want to be a winner. And so they look at the polls, and they want to attach themselves to a victory. And so these are the people that are most manipulated. And we've got to address this because the whole democratic experiment is at stake. And I think several things that ought to be considered are, one, we have to depoliticize the election process. We can see right now in Ohio, in Florida, in New Mexico, key swing states, the process is being manipulated. So that's one thing that we have to do. The second thing is we've got to remove corporate involvement for the political process. Corporations are given the rights of people, but they're not real people. They don't have hearts. They don't have conscience. They have a fiduciary responsibility to turn a profit for their shareholders. And so while many corporations try to project a green image, their actions are different than their words. They almost invariably spend their money to gain market share and to gain leverage in the particular field where they're working. And so even though since 1888 we've given corporations the rights of people, they're not real people. They should not participate in the political process because invariably they are a corrupting and a coarsening force in the whole electoral process. And we've got to understand how the country is changing to put that into perspective. I think we've got to encourage people to vote holistically. No one issue ought to drive the vote. People have to understand that the economy is a wholly owned subsidiary of the environment. The economy is rooted in the natural systems of the planet. So we need healthy forests and grasslands and oceans. And without this, the economy cannot stand. These are some of the basic considerations in the electoral process that I think are slipping by. And the environment doesn't get attention because it's not that spectacular. It's considered the background. It's an issue that 25 years ago was high on people's agenda. I think in the 1980 campaign, Carter versus Reagan, it was the number two issue. And today, it has dropped way down. It's off the top 10. And it's off the top 10 because of an intentional campaign through the corporate financed wise use movement and other efforts to call environmentalists watermelon. In other words, green on the outside, but pink on the inside, and to see this as a peripheral issue when in fact it's a central issue.
Fred, we're almost out of time here. What are your dreams for 2004 election?
Well, we need a journey. No one candidate can win. Of course, I'm a Kerry supporter. Conservatives have to conserve. And what that means,
you know what? Speaking
is,
of conservation,
the election will at least start.
We're at the end of the second.